So the lesson of hadith will take place, but it's come closer, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد باب التحذير من إيذاء الصالحين والضعفة والمساكين قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا وقال تعالى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما الأحاديث فكثيرة منها حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في الباب الذي قبل هذا من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب ومنها حديث سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه السابق في باب ملاطفة اليتيم وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا بكر لئن كنت أغضبتهم لقد أغضبت ربك. This chapter is the chapter in which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is going to discuss those ahadith or those ayat of the Quran which have been mentioned to warn us to not harm the pious people, to not harm the pious people, similarly to not cause any harm to the weak Muslims and to the poor people. So this is very important, those who many times their rights are neglected, because pious people most of the times come in this shape and form, weaker people, people who are looked down upon. They're not very, very rarely do you have a pious celebrity person. Most of the time the pious people are very simple people. This is the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, innal badhadata min al-iman. Once when Rasulullah was sitting sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba were sitting around him, and the Sahaba started to talk about the dunya, different things of the dunya. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stop. Stop talking about the dunya. Because فَإِنَّ الْبَذَاذَةَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Simplicity is part of iman. Staying away from dunya, having less of dunya is part of iman. So don't talk too much about dunya. So that's why most of the time the pious people, majority of the time, the pious people will come in this shape. Poor people, weak people, those who are looked down upon, those who are not given much importance in society, in community. So in this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioning, be very careful that you don't cause any harm to any pious person. You don't cause any harm to any poor person, any weak person. And he mentions the ayah of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ in Surah Al-Ahzab. Whoever harms the believing men or the believing women, بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا, without them having deserved it. One is someone does something to us and in retaliation I harm them back. So that's understandable at times. He did something to me, so I did something back. And one is harming someone without any cause. Just talking bad about someone. Just, you know, doing something against someone. I have no need. بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا. So whoever harms the believing men and believing women without them having done anything to have deserved it, فَقَدْ يَحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا. Then this person has surely carried a buhtan. وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا, and a great sin, and a clear sin. So there's two points here. Very important point. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala is telling us not to harm any believing people, any Muslims. And harm is physical harm, verbal harm, mental harm. Any form of harm causing that to a Muslim is not permissible. Secondly, to cause it to a Muslim when they do not deserve it. They haven't done anything to us, but I just want to talk about them. This is what I was mentioning, that unfortunately we have this habit of always wanting to talk. We have to say something. Whether it's my business or not my business, I have to say something. That why is this like this? Why is this person like that? This person is always doing this. None of my business. Nothing's going to happen. But I feel the urge that I have to say something. And this is a problem because that's got nothing to do with me. A person is dealing with another person directly. And that person has harmed me. So I'm upset. So sometimes I might say something, or this person harmed me. And you know, it's understandable. Okay, he harmed me, so I'm speaking. One is I have nothing to do with the situation. I'm just a third party watching. But still I like to say, oh, this person is like this. Oh yes, that person is like them. Oh yes, I know this person is like this. It doesn't make any difference what I say, but I still have to say something. This is what this ayat is talking about. بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُ. You are not in any situation where you even need to do anything. If you stayed quiet and walked away, it would make no difference to you. It's none of your business. Right? It's none of your business. And that's why the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah Ta'ala and the Day of Qiyamah, whoever has Iman in Allah and Iman in the Day of Qiyamah, let him say something good or just stay quiet. And in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. From the beauty of a person's Islam is that they leave things which are none of their business. None of my business. People come and say, oh, have you heard about this? What do you say about that? Bhai, isse kya farak padega? Main isme koi rai rakhu ya na rakhu, isse kya farak padega? Iska aur mere saath kya len den hai? What does that have to do with me? That's a separate situation. It's like me going to Hafiz Sahab. Hafiz Sahab, have you heard about this particular person? He did this. What do you think? Hafiz Sahab will say, what? Why are you asking me what I think? What do you want me to say? Do you want me to get gunah and sin? Say, oh yeah, he will do that. He's an evil person. He's a bad person. Yeah, you know, that's just Hafiz Sahab earning a share of sin. If he stays quiet, it's better for him. Because it's got nothing to do with him. He doesn't have to say anything. But our problem is, unfortunately, we always are putting our noses into things which are none of our business. And we find it very hard to stay quiet. Very hard. We have to say something. Kuch kehna hi zaruri hai. So whoever harms believing men, believing women, without them having done anything to have deserved it, then فَقَدْ يَحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانَ. And this is the problem. Many times when we speak without knowledge, unfortunately, it becomes buhtan. What is buhtan? Buhtan is slander. That when something is not true, you say something which is not true, and you don't know, but you just say it without verifying the information, you say it. So it's possible that unfortunately you've done buhtan. Wa ithman mubina, and a great sin. Some ulama mentioned this ayah refers to those people who talk about Muslims without verifying facts. Some ulama mentioned about the Rafida, the Rawafid, or as we call them, the Shia. The word for them in Arabic is the Rawafid. That they say things about the Sahaba which are totally false. Sayyidina Umar was like this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr was like this, Sayyidatina Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha was like this. And they accuse them of the worst of na'udhu billah transgressions and worse of faults. So some ulama mentioned this ayah is about them. But we can keep it very general. Anyone who speaks about something without verifying it, when it's none of their business, and comes to a conclusion which is wrong conclusion, but he is deluded and he thinks, oh yeah, I'm right, I know what I'm talking about, this ayah is talking about him. That he's carried buhtan and slander. Wa ithma mubina, and a grave sin. It's a clear sin. Similarly, in Surah An-Nur, the entire surah, we're reciting from Surah An-Nur today in the Salah. Surah An-Nur, the beginning of Surah An-Nur, Allah Ta'ala discusses this about Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu anha and the ifk. The people accused Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, na'udhu billah of zina. And Allah Ta'ala mentions very clearly that when the believers heard about it, why did they not say Subhanaka hada buhtanun azim? That glory be to Allah, Allah is free from this. This is a clear buhtan. Why did you not have a good opinion? Why did you have to fall into the bad opinions? So Allah Ta'ala is advising us, always have a positive opinion of a Muslim. Always have a positive opinion. Why is it, O Muslims? Because many Muslims unfortunately fell into this. Because they heard everybody was talking about it. Sayyidatina Aisha has made a mistake. So some Muslims started discussing it. Oh, maybe it's true. Allah Ta'ala said, why was it not such that as soon as you heard Aisha radiallahu anha, Rasulullah's wife sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has done something like this, you as a Muslim should have said, it's false, it's not true. This is clearly a false statement. Have a positive perspective of things. Our problem is we always think negative. Try and find the flaws. SubhanAllah, you know, there's a person that we know of, he has this habit now that we love doing, very unfortunately, a bad habit basically. So recently, he was also accused of doing this bad habit. And everybody in the family, because he's someone to do in the family, everybody in the family made the, oh yeah, he probably did it. He probably did it because he's got a history of doing this. My father-in-law, Shaykh Mustafa al-Islam, he heard about it, and he was abroad, and someone phoned him and said, oh, have you heard this person has been accused of this? But he's saying he didn't do it. But people are accusing him of having done it. Automatically, my response would be, maybe, possibly he's done it because he's got the history. Is everyone understanding what I'm saying? You know, automatically you say, like, chori karta hai, chori karne ki adat hai. He's always stealing. And now, today something gets lost, and someone accuses him of stealing, and he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, like almost red-handed he got caught. But he says, I didn't do it, I'm being falsely accused. Everybody will say, you've got a bad habit, it's easy to accuse him of stealing. My father-in-law said, well, if he's saying he hasn't done it, then why are we saying he's done it? His history, he totally disregarded it. He's a Muslim and he's given his word and khalas. And my father-in-law has the full history in front. Everybody, this is where we understand the qualities of Iman. Straight away, a Muslim has said their word, why are you letting your mind do the thinking? Because when you let your mind do the thinking, shaitan influences that as well. Because shaitan wants us to slander. Shaitan wants us to falsely accuse people of things. So this ayat Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, be very careful. When it comes to dealing with any Muslim, don't harm them. Don't blame them. Have a positive image of them, always. Mawlana Sayyid Ahmed Khan Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, from Pakistan, the very famous, he spent a lot of time in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He used to say that whenever you see your fellow Muslim brother doing something which you think is questionable or wrong, make 70 excuses for them. Ho sakta iski wajah se kya hai? Ho sakta because of this, maybe because of this, maybe because of this, maybe because of this. He said, if you can't even find 70 excuses for a person who you see doing something wrong, questionable, you can't even find 70 excuses for him, your mind is still thinking negative about him, then say to yourself, look how despicable you are. You can't even find 70 excuses for a fellow Muslim. So in the end, point the blame at yourself, not at the Muslim. Because pointing blame at a Muslim is extremely dangerous. Extremely dangerous. وقال تعالى and the next ayat Allah Ta'ala mentions وَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقَهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ These ayat have passed previously that when we deal with the yatim فَلَا تَقْهَرْ Do not be stern, do not be abusive وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ And when a beggar asks you for something do not be very harsh and do not rebuke them. These situations again, yatim, a poor, a weak person in society is yatim. He doesn't have a father, doesn't have a mother. A beggar, he's already in a weak position in society. So don't be harsh, don't show your upper hand against them. That I'm not in your position. So no, don't ask me, go to someone else. If you have something to give, give it. If you don't have something to give, just stay quiet. Or just say, brother, I don't have anything to give. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba mentioned that he was never asked by a beggar for anything except that he gave something. And if he didn't have something to give, he would take it of someone else and give it. But this is the sunnah. And if you don't have anything to give, then at least say a kind word. كَلِمَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ الْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةٌ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned, a good word is sadaqah, a good word is charity. So even saying, brother, I'm really sorry, Allah Ta'ala make everything easy for you. He's a Muslim beggar, say, brother, please, you know, in the name of Allah, please give me something, help me something, help me and donate something to me. Say, brother, I don't have anything, I'm really sorry. Or I have something, but I need it for something else. Brother, Allah Ta'ala make everything easy for you. It's kalimatu tayyiba, a good word. A good word is charity. You don't have money to give us charity, you can still give the kalimatu tayyiba. Or do dua for the person. And then Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions there are many ahadith which can emphasize the rights of Muslims. The chapter is don't harm pious people. But Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is saying, how do you know who's a pious person? So he's not bringing specific hadith about pious people, he's bringing general things. Because anybody can be pious. Anybody can be a wali of Allah, like we mentioned last time. Anybody can be a wali of Allah. If they stay away from sin, if they follow the sunnah, if they try their best to obey Allah Ta'ala, they can be a wali of Allah, what do we know? And somebody could be extremely high in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, we would have no idea. They live next to us. They live in our next door, and we don't know anything about them. Someone I was reading in one of the books of the Fadail of Durus Sharif that a great scholar of the time, he came to the gathering of just this normal scholar. Nobody really thought much of him. So a big scholar started attending his gathering. Everybody was shocked at this. But imagine like a very senior scholar coming to the gathering of a very junior scholar. And people started saying, Sheikh, why are you coming to his gathering? He's your student's level. You're like his ustad's level, he's your student level, why are you coming to his gathering? He said, because I saw in a dream Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, go to his gathering because he sends a lot of durood sharif upon me. So how do we know whose maqam is what? How do we know whose status is what? We have no idea. So this senior scholar was attending just because of the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have no idea. We have no idea. We always need to keep this in front of us that I have no idea. Just because I see a person doing some good action doesn't mean this person is something and I don't see someone else. What do we know about the struggles people go through? You know, subhanAllah, some people, Allah Ta'ala puts them in one hal, one state, very hard situation. And because of that hard situation, Allah Ta'ala forgives all of their sins and raises their ranks. Maybe Allah Ta'ala gives them a serious illness we don't know anything about. Maybe Allah Ta'ala gives them a very serious family problem or something. But through that, Allah Ta'ala gives them such a high rank. I maybe never see that person. And when I see the person, I judge them, or they dress like this, or they look like this, or they are like this. But I don't know what condition Allah has kept him in. And because of that condition, Allah is forgiving all of his sins and Allah has made him a close friend of his. What do I know? We don't know anything. So we always have to have a positive outlook on people. People who Allah Ta'ala has given autistic children to. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala, those people who are in this situation, Allah make it easy for them. People who are in this situation, they have an autistic child, two autistic. You have people who have two, three autistic children. The entire day and night goes on them. No sleep, no peace, no rest, nothing. And it's not just a 1 or 2 year thing. It's, you know, children grow up 5, 10 years old and then they live their lives. But these are children till they're 50, 60, 70 years old. And this person is stuck in that situation. Maybe you'll never see them in the masjid for salah. Maybe, you know, you'll never see them out or about, or you'll never think anything special of them. They have no time. But because of this particular hal and situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them such a great maqam. What do we know? So the main point in all of this is we should never judge anyone, never look down upon anyone. Rather, always think this person is, could be a greater wali of Allah than me. Anybody. Doesn't matter whether he has a full beard, doesn't matter whether he wears a jubbah, whether he doesn't. Doesn't matter what impression I have of piety. You go to Palestine, go to Syria, go to these places where people don't dress with jubbas. Many of them don't have beards. But their ta'alluq ma'allah, their tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is probably 100 times more than ours. And this is the reality of everything. Then what do we know about the reality of the qualities in the heart? That's why we always should have a positive perspective of people, a good opinion of people. And this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also allow us to get to those qualities. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned there are many ahadith, but I'm not bringing them here because the chapter will become too long. But he gives a hint at the hadith of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, which came in the last chapter. Man aada li waliyan faqad aadhantuhu bil harb. Whoever declares enmity upon a wali of mine, whoever becomes an enemy of a friend of mine, faqad aadhantuhu bil harb, I declare war on that person. So again, it's very general. Who is a wali of Allah? We don't know. So we have to be very careful in our dealings with Muslims. And then the hadith of Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiyallahu anhu, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aba Bakrin, la in kunta aghdabtahum laqad aghdabta rabbak. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu was passing by Bilal, Ammar and Suhaib radiyallahu anhu, the three Sahaba. Three Sahaba, Bilal, Ammar, Suhaib. Bilal was a slave radiyallahu anhu. He was Abyssinian. He wasn't from the, he was an Arab, but he was then a freed slave. Suhaib was Roman and then he was a freed slave. Ammar was from the lowest caste of society. You know, if society was divided into castes, caste system, he was from the lowest caste, Sayyidina Ammar radiallahu ta'ala, Ammar ibn Yasir. So these three Sahaba, who in the eyes of people would have been from the lowest of the low in society, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed by them and he was taking Abu Sufyan. And this is before Abu Sufyan became a Muslim radiallahu anhu. And when they saw Abu Sufyan alive, they said, why is it that the swords of Allah have not found the necks of the enemies of Allah yet? Meaning they're saying, why is it that this man is still alive? So they said this, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, don't say this. He is from the leaders of the Quraysh. So you have to have a certain etiquette when even talking about him. So he said this, but then when he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I passed by Ammar, Suhaib and Bilal and they made this comment and I said to them, don't say it because such and such. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go quickly and ask them for forgiveness. Because la in kunta aghdabtahum faqad aghdabta rabbak. Because, oh Abu Bakr, remember it's Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu we're talking about. Oh Abu Bakr, if you have made them upset, Bilal, Ammar and Suhaib, if you have made them upset, then you have made Allah Ta'ala upset. So they're very simple people in society, but their maqam in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is very high. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes running back. And he says, "Oh, my brothers, did I make you upset?" And they said, "Wallahi, we swear by Allah, oh our brother, you have not made us upset." So this is again an indication by Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, don't judge a book by its cover, that you know what, this person is not a very high person in society, he's just a simple person, not very well educated, not an alim, not a hafiz, so it's okay if I say bad, something bad about him, or it's okay this, or I can judge them. Never ever judge a person, always have good opinions about people, even if your heart says, "Oh, I really want to say something bad about this person, I really want to have a bad opinion about a person," we should make ourselves have a good opinion about people. This is from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq, ability to practice. This is just the chapter, and the next chapter inshallah we'll do next week.